Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Master, and today is Thursday, baby. Going to twist it all up, honey. You know I got to throw it down, twist it up, turn it all around, honey, inside out, up and down, backwards and forwards. Honey, we just going to get on down with it on tonight. Can I tell you? Broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. And, honey, it is cold outside today. Can I tell you 17 degrees? Listen, let me tell y'all something. I need to have me a resident in the Windy City and, you know, maybe in California, maybe Florida, because I tell you, these cold days, it's rough on my lips. You know what I'm saying? It is really rough on my lips. The wind, you know, it's just so cold. And I am telling you, it kills my lip gloss. It just kills my lip gloss. I am telling you what's the truth. So listen. Anybody out there doing real estate, tell me. Please email me. Please tell me. What do you have available in California? Because I'm telling you, it is just crushing ice cold around here. But y'all know I love to entertain. Y'all know I love to entertain. Listen. Broadcast live from the Windy City, my darling's going to get on jail with it. It is February 2nd, 2023, 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. You know what I'm saying all up in here. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. I don't know why, because they done stopped working. They done fell out. You know, I'm trying to revive them. I got to do CPR and resuscitate. I don't even know where the team at. I can't even find them every morning. So listen, let me tell you, they based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. We do have two different flavors in stock. Gumbo Gold, which is natural vanilla, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Shakalaka. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, he is the hardest retired working man I ever seen. Let me tell you something. He got some good stuff, though. He got some good stuff. I'm telling you, let me tell you. Y'all know mama loves to entertain, so y'all just hold on. Just hold on a little while. It's going to be all right. Now, listen. Mama got some bad stuff on tonight, but before I get into the music, I want y'all to go all over to Facebook. Now, listen. Y'all follow my instructions. What is wrong with you people? Follow my instructions. Go to Facebook. Use the keyword to Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. Now, greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer. Please work with me on tonight. Work. Oh. Come on. Ow. Come on. Come on. Ooh. Hey. Come on. All over, baby. Come on. Do that thing. Come on. Come on. Turn it up. All right, my darlings, your music is being heard all over the world. You know, mama's in here turning the butter. I'm turning butter, y'all. Y'all ever made some butter? You know what I'm saying? Listen, if y'all don't know how to make butter, all you got to do is go to Salt Lake City, Utah. They will teach you how to make homemade butter. I am telling you, it is the best butter in the world. It really is. It is really good. It's some good stuff. And while you at it, listen, let me tell y'all something, because, you know, everybody's complaining about the food prices so high, you know, and the eggs. Now, listen, eggs is really high, so it's like $6 and $7 a dozen. So, listen, let me tell you something. Mama don't have to worry about that, because I really don't eat too many eggs. But, listen, all I have to do is ask my friends down in the ATL, you know, I need to borrow some of your chickens. I need to borrow a chicken. So all you have to do is just, you know, put your chicken in a crate and just send your chicken to me so I can use your chicken for a couple of weeks out of the year. And guess what? I'll send them right back. I'll send him right back. And it's cheaper than buying eggs and jewels and Marriottos. That's all I have to do. You know, I can just borrow their chicken. They send me the chicken, and I use it for about, you know, a month or two. And then I send the chicken right back. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to do. That's all Mama's got to do all up in here. So listen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got some really bad hot music on today. Listen. This stuff is really, really hot. Let me calm down. I got to dial it down. You know, Mom is pretty lit tonight. Pretty lit. And I ain't even had none of Snoop Dogg stuff. Now I ain't got none. Snoop Dogg, listen, let me tell y'all something. See, Snoop Dogg supplies me every day with my good stuff. He always supplies me with all of my good stuff. See, only the best stuff comes from Snoop Dogg. He has all the great stuff. Listen, if you really want the good smoke and the good hooch, y'all, I hope y'all know I'm just kidding. I'm just entertaining. I hope you guys know I'm just kidding. Let me dial it out. Somebody might think I'm being serious up here. But listen, if y'all got Snoop Dogg's digits, please hit me up on Instagram and give me Snoop Dogg's digits. Because, you know, I'm talking about Snoop Dogg all the time. He is the man. He is the man. See, listen, I need his marketing plan and his blueprint so I can do what he does, because I'm telling you, he's doing it pretty good. Now, listen, see, Snoop Dogg is a guy. He's a business. Anytime a businessman, like, that does rap and he's got Martha Stewart is a good friend, I need to know what he's doing. I need to know what his secret is. Come on up in here. Listen, okay, I'm going to calm down. I'm going to stop with the entertainment, and I'm going to get this music going. Listen, y'all, independent artist Luis M. Aragon is on air. He's got some really great music. He really does. And I'm going to send a Spotify link to some of the people over on Twitter, because they always are looking for great music to play. So listen, Luis is an accomplished composer. I'm telling you, his music is phenomenal. It is really great. He really needs to be on Broadway. I think I might play Omalani's shout-out. I'm not kidding you. Omalani was on the show. And I was talking about her going to Broadway. And so I know that Luis is accomplished. He's an accomplished composer. He's a produced playwright and theater manager. He's written a book and composed the music and lyrics for 3 musicals and co-authored 2 stage plays. So listen, let me tell you something. And his latest play, Tidal Flight, is scheduled to premiere in early 2024 in San Diego. Listen, I need to get my ticket. I'm going to get my ticket. I'm going to be there. You hear me what I'm saying up in here? Omalani, I'm going to play Omalani's shout out. So listen, Omalani was on the show, and the reason I'm playing this is because, you know, Luis, he needs to be on Broadway. He has all this amazing talent. He knows what to do, and how to put it together. And Omalani was on the show, and I was saying, honey, you need to be on Broadway. You need to be in fashion and do these things. So listen, and it happened for her. It happened for her. And I'm telling you, she's just having a great time. Listen, check this out. This is Omalani. This is her testimony. She's going to tell you herself what happened. This is Omalani.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omalani, and I appeared on the show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am. about to do my first fashion show, and I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
Oh, right. That is Omalani, Omalani. I'm telling you, she is doing her thing. She really is. Right after she was on the show a couple of months, she texted me, and she says, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I got some great news. I got to tell you, I got an invite, and I'm going to be participating in New York's Fashion Week. And she really did. And then she got an invitation to perform on Broadway, and she has the billboard. And guess what? Not only that, she received another invitation, and she's going back this year. She's going back this year. I'm telling you, she's bigger than, I don't know what. She's bigger than a fly on a butt's behind. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Y'all know how the dog wags his tail to get them flies off his booty. Well, listen, she is bigger. She is busier than a dog's tail trying to get them flies off their butt. Son, listen, she is busy, honey. She is busy all up in here. Now, listen, I got this song I'm going to play. Independent artist Louise Argon is really doing it. I'm telling you, the music is great. The first one that's coming up is Buttorn Root, and these guys are really, really great. The singing is phenomenal, phenomenal. Take a listen to Buttorn Root.
I'm in love with a girl from Baton Rouge. Love so strong, no way I lose. I hear down south they sing the blues, but not my girl from Baton Rouge. I'm from California, never been down south, but I know what love is all about. When she she loves with her heart and her soul. She's the greatest love I'll ever know. A southern kind of love. She rains all her love down on me. She makes me the man I wanna be. Down so long, lost all hope that true love would be found. But she smiles and the sun shines bright. She's my morning and starry night. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, a southern kind of love. She gave me her heart and her soul. She's the greatest love I'll ever know. I believe and I know that this love that we have is meant to be.
Amazing, amazing. amazing. That is Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. Listen, I love that song. It is awesome and amazing. Let me tell y'all something up in here. I love the lyrics, and he's singing about the girl that he's in love with in Baton Rouge. He's in love with a girl in Baton Rouge. Let me tell y'all something on the strength of that song. You know something, y'all already know the licensed life coach. Y'all already know they trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist for Fox 32 News. She trained me years ago. Phenomenal, phenomenal woman, and I was so blessed and fortunate to be able to meet her. Let me tell y'all something up in here. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are. But what you are supposed to do in this lifetime will happen to you. Listen, listen, let me tell you something. It seems to me, I don't know who this is for, so listen, if you're listening right now, I want you to pay attention. It seems to me sometimes individuals who are maybe the most talented, some of the most talented people, the most gifted people, have a lot of different struggles. You know why? You know why? You know why sometimes people have a lot of different struggles when they're really talented and they just have a lot of little talent oozing out of them? You know what? God has to build something in them, right, before they're really presented out in front of the world. God has to build character. He's got to build personality. He's got to build integrity. So listen, now it's a difference when you're in God's hand. A lot of people have a talent and they're not in God's hand. They're just doing their thing the way that they want to do it. But when God has his hand on you, believe me, you're going to do what you're supposed to do, and you're going to do it when you're supposed to do it. Now, you can't have a rebellious heart. You can't have a rebellious heart. So listen, you got to make sure and check yourself. So a lot of times you go through hard times and struggles because God wants you to really, really examine all what's going on the inside of you. Listen, God is not going to present you out there half broken. Oh, my God, that was juicy. That was juicy. So listen, God's not going to put you out there. It doesn't matter if you've got the best tapping talent in the world, if you can tap dance, if you can sing like nobody's business, if you can play a piano like nobody's business. When God has his hand on you, he's not going to put you out there broken and crushed to pieces. He's not going to do that. He's got to make sure that you're whole. He's got to make sure you're well. And I'm not talking about stuff in your body like ailments. I'm not talking about that. He's got to make sure you got the right stuff. He's got to put you together in such a way so you don't crush by the mass. Let me tell you something. When God puts you out there, see, listen, crowd of people can do something to you that nobody else can do. Listen, if you're gifted and talented and you're really not molded and you're not ready for it, I am telling you, the masses and the attention will do something to you that you would never imagine it would do. So God wants you to be ready. He wants you to be ready and prepared. So listen, he'll make you, he'll mold you in the right fashion so that when these things happen, you'll be able to take it with grace, with the correct attitude, right? And you'll be well prepared. He wants to make sure that you're well prepared for what he has for you, and all the blessings will come what you're supposed to have. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, but I got one more song that I'm going to play. Now listen, I was telling you about that because of the song Baton Rouge. It just kind of brought that up, and that just happens. It just happens sometimes. So listen, if that was meant for you, I want you to take that on in and think about it, meditate on it, and just, you know, take it all in. So listen, I got some more music. I got one more song by independent artist Luis Argon. This one is, let me tell y'all something, this one is a good one too. It is great. It is No One I Know, No One I Know. You're going to enjoy it. It's really phenomenal as well. Amazing talent. This music is amazing talent. This is No One I Know. Take a listen.
I don't recognize him, don't even understand him. He is like no one I know. I don't know what happened, don't have an explanation. He is like no one I know. Could it be I'm missing something? Could it be I'm out of line? I wish I had all the answers. Tell me, please tell me that he I may sound accusing, he is so confusing. He is like no one I know. Don't know why he's changing, should I be forgiving? Am I just crazy to stay? Now I see that I've missed something. Yes, I have been so blind. Starting to understand him. Let me, please let me.
phenomenal. I am telling, she really has a magnificent voice. It is fantastic. No one I know, I'm telling you, there's going to be people that come in and out of your life, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to be like no one else that you know. You know, sometimes people leave an imprint on you, and nobody else can do that. Sometimes they're meant to stay for a season, and then they're gone. And then sometimes they're meant to stay for a lifetime. And that has to do with friendships, maybe relationships. You know what I mean? Sometimes a person comes into your life to teach you something. And sometimes you miss the lesson. And guess what? God sent somebody else along to teach the same lesson. And believe it or not, believe it or not, sometimes it takes a person a long time to get the lesson. And guess what? You got to keep going around the same mountain until you get the lesson. Just like the children of Israel, they kept going through the same mountain. They were going through the valley, right? They were going through the wilderness, and it took them like 40 years because, what, they kept moaning and complaining. They just couldn't get the lesson. So listen, when people come into your life, pay attention. You never know if they're trying to, if God is sending them into your life to teach you something that you need to know for a lifetime. And that's the way God works. God uses people to help other people. God ain't coming down and sit with you on your bedside and teach you what you need to know. He ain't doing that. We ain't living in them days and time. Listen, in the Bible days, God walked among them. Jesus walked among them. But guess what? He ain't walking among us. He's walking in us. If you have God in you, he's walking in you. But listen, he still sends people along to teach you what you need to know. And so if you don't get it, if you got that brick head, if you got a hard head, God's got to keep on sending somebody else until you get what you're supposed to get, until you know what you're supposed to know without a shadow of a doubt. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone-cold blast. Guess what? I'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and you motivate.